fullness of creation makes its home in the children of God, heirs with Christ, and works within and among us to finish the work that was begun in Jesus, our Saviour and Redeemer. Let us worship the Creator, Redeemer and Sustainer, one God now and forever, with praise and thanksgiving. Let's sing hymn number 437, When the Music Fades.
When the music fades, all is stripped away, simply come. And just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. Sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it, when it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. King of endless worth, no one could express how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours, every single breath. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it, and it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus.
Let us pray. Father God, we praise you for your love and care over your creation, that in its infinite wonder you care for us, small as we may feel. We thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, whom you sent to save us, that we may live as your children. We thank you for the honor you have bestowed upon us and the trust you have placed in us to care for your creation. We are sorry, Lord, when we abuse the trust you have placed in us, that we have spoilt your wondrous creation, that we have taken from this world and not given back. We ask that your Spirit reigns in us once more, that we might live for your glory. Let us say the words that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We sing again, O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder, consider all the world. I see the stars, I hear the mighty thunder. Thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, oh my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, oh my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. Sings my soul, oh my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. I scarce can take it in, that on the cross our burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away our sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior, unto thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, oh my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then shall I bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
We're now going to play a short video that I've put together. While watching this, ask yourselves a question. How do you experience the majesty of God in your own daily lives? These are photographs that I've taken over the last few years, and they're places where I've just wondered at the majesty of God. We shall now have our readings for this morning, taken the first from Psalm number 8 and the second from Matthew 28.
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. From the lips of children and infants, you have ordained praise, because of your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You made him ruler over the works of your hands. You put everything under his feet, all flocks and herds, and the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Our second reading is from Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 to 20. The Great Commission. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age." Amen.
We sing our next hymn, "Over all the earth you reign on high, every mountain stream, every sunset sky."
Won't you reign in me again?
The psalmist opens with these words: "Our Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth." The short video I put together is, as I said, photos that I've taken on trips out with the family, somewhere underground at Pool's Cavern. Those were the light blue ones that I took in the dark. Above ground, Snowdrop Walk at Road Hall. In the air at Gauntless Birds of Prey Centre in Knutsford. And the hedgehog, who I photographed at 10 o'clock at night on my way up Victoria Road to A&E to offer support to my neighbour who'd been assaulted. Thankfully, he wasn't seriously injured, but his wife and two young children, who obviously had to stay home, they didn't want them sat in A&E for hours, were very worried about him, and I offered to go and sit with him while he waited to see a doctor. But in the midst of that worrying, stressful situation, I had a moment of peace and a reminder of the Creator in that small hedgehog, simply snuffing along the roadside as hedgehogs do. We can wonder and marvel at the beauty of creation every time we step outside. When we expect to be amazed by it, when we visit places designed to be marveled at, or simply walking down the road 10 minutes from our front door. This majestic one, who we believe made this wonderful creation, is not just any Lord, but our Lord. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. As a shepherd boy, David, our psalmist, tended his father's sheep. The nights in ancient Palestine were pitch black, except for the light of the moon and the stars. We can easily imagine him looking up the night sky and marvelling at it. I am currently watching The Solar System on BBC One, and I marvel at the perfect design and believe wholeheartedly that this can't be an accident. I watch that program and I think it just blows your mind. The more we learn about our world, the more I'm amazed by it. We live now in an age where our knowledge of the vastness of the universe is more apparent to us than it's ever been. The Milky Way glows, a band of light seen in the night sky. That glow is actually 200 to 400 billion stars, an incomprehensible number. In the 1920s, the Hubble telescope showed that our galaxy is one of many galaxies in the universe. The best estimate is that there are roughly 2 trillion galaxies in the universe. The psalmist says, "All this is the work of God's fingers, creating this image of God doing intricate work." A bit like when I'm trying to thread fishing line through a hook and tie it. Requiring care and fine motor dexterity. That is the picture David paints of how God fashioned a universe with 2 trillion galaxies. Feel small yet? Small though we may be in comparison to the universe, we possess everything we need to exist and live and breathe. I came across this, which I initially thought was a poem and actually turned out to be lyrics from a rap song. It's called Fine Tune by a Christian hip-hop duo called Hazakim. I'm not going to attempt to rap it. I'm going to sort of read it and try and get it in some sort of rhythm. Listen, fine tuning is a delicate balance of initial conditions that allow for life existence. For instance, our distance from the sun, optimal. Shift it a few inches and life wouldn't be possible. We'd burn or we'd freeze from frigid or fervent degrees, and the seas would turn into ice or burn into steam. The sun's rays merge with trees, converting CO2, release into oxygen so we can breathe. And a force that binds protons and neutrons we aren't supposed to find, by accident, apart from an omnipotent mind. Gravity, mass and energy, those align perfectly. And the planetary spin, built with a tilt, the margin for error, very thin. It's not an accident, a secondary whim. It's immaculate, he's accurate. And none compares to him. It's because of this very idea that it is so perfectly designed, that everything works in cooperation and tandem with everything else, that watching scientific and nature programs only reaffirms my belief in a creator, reaffirms to me that this was no accident. in this intricately designed universe. The psalmist then asks in verses 4 and 5, who are we in this awesome, wonderful creation? What is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them. You made them a little lower than angels and crowned them with glory and honor. These verses teach us that in this awesome, wonderful, vast creation, we are important to God. Although it's not hard to feel small, we shouldn't. When we look at this world, we shouldn't think, how small am I in comparison, but should remember, in all this, to my God, I am important. So important that he gave us a job to do, entrusted us with his creation. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the birds of the field, the birds of the air, beasts of the field, not birds, nope. The birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. Dominion is a powerful word. It can bring this to mind, this idea of having power over the natural world, to rule it, control it, to do whatever the heck we like with it. And some would argue we've been given the right to use the world as we see fit by God himself, precisely sometimes because of the words of the psalmist, given dominion. Sadly, we are now reaping the rewards of that school of thought as the destruction of the natural world affects our lives more and more. But God cares for the earth and everything in it. And we too, whom God has entrusted it to, should care for it also. And if we take care of it, it's so perfectly designed, it will take care of us. Moving from one powerful world, dominion, to another, authority. Matthew 28, verse 18. And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. The word authority, like dominion, could be interpreted in different ways. In Matthew, the word authority, or its original language, excusia, is always used in connection with Jesus' acts of healing and forgiveness. For example, when Jesus heals the paralyzed man, so that you may know the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. Then he said to the paralytic, get up, take your mat, and go home. And the man got up and went home. When the crowd saw this, they were filled with awe, and they praised God who had given such authority to men. People celebrated Jesus' deeds and words because they recognize that he acts with authority, but not authoritatively. He acts out his authority in service to others. On the mountain, the disciples are told to make disciples of all nations, teaching them to obey everything he has commanded them. Obedience to his teachings is more than accepting a teaching. It's a call to live a life based on love and justice, to be doers of the word Jesus has spoken from God, not simply hearers. Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on a rock. Making disciples of all nations talks about the multicultural and diverse aspects of the early church and inclusiveness that would later be lost. Whereas Jesus' teachings were initially aimed at the Jewish nation, Jesus now encourages these early followers to cast their net wider, to reach out to everybody regardless of ethnic or cultural differences, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In baptism, we are brought into a relationship with God, not any God, but our God, as reflected in the words of the psalmist. Our God exists in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. There is both unity and diversity in God, and his church should reflect this. We are called to serve the world beyond racial, ethnic, and religious differences, and Jesus has commanded us to do so by his authority. If the authority in Matthew is interpreted as an authority to dominate, to reign, to subjugate, then the role of Christian discipleship is to conquer the world for Christ. But if authority in Matthew is interpreted as authority for service, then the goal of Christian discipleship is not to conquer, but to liberate the world for Christ's sake. The power or the authority that is given to Christ and the power he then gives to his people is a power to do justice. The passage from Matthew 28 is what is known as the Great Commission. Not mission, but commission. Mission with. And remember, I am with you to the end of the age. We are sent into the world to make disciples with Jesus. My sermon this morning could be outlined for a daily Christian living. To start, as the psalmist did, with praise for our God. To wonder at the beauty of creation and our importance to God in its vastness. To consider our role within that creation, both in the care for the natural world and the job Jesus called us to do in his stead. To be doers of those teachings, not just hearers. To do so and not to subjugate or to control others, but to offer them freedom. To do all this in a relationship with the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. To respond to the power and authority given to us with humility and service to God and all the people he created. And after the day of serving our God, to end the same way the psalmist did with the words of praise. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Amen. I'm going to sing give a short prayer of thanks for our offerings this morning before we sing our next hymn. Father God, please bless the offerings that they've been given this morning, however they have been given. We pray that they may be used for the work of your kingdom. With this, we offer ourselves. We lay our whole selves before you, in service to you and to your world. Amen.
Your majesty.
We come to our prayers of intercession. When I say the word, the Lord hears our prayers. We respond with the word, thanks be to God. The Lord hears our prayers. Thanks be to God. Let us pray for the church, the one church of Jesus Christ throughout the world, the church that reaches all the way back to 2,000 years and all across the world today. Let us pray for guidance, encouragement, and genuine awareness of the immense privilege of belonging to the people of God. We ask God to fill his church with the Holy Spirit. The Lord hears our prayers. Thanks be to God. Let us pray for the church as it seeks to respond to the questions and problems of the world. Let us ask for God's wisdom and guidance as we seek to speak in his name before a watching and waiting world. The Lord hears our prayers. Thanks be to God. Let us pray for those in need of hope and joy, for those who are lonely and those who are alone, for those whose lives are filled with fear and frustration, for those who are under pressure at home or work, for those who feel they cannot cope any longer, for those whose lives are drifting further and further from God. The Lord hears our prayers. Thanks be to God. Let us pray for one another. Let us pray for any we know to be in need. Let us pray for those who are on our hearts this morning. The Lord hears our prayers. Thanks be to God. Let us pray for the whole life of the church and for the opportunities that are provided for fellowship with each other and for the nurture of our faith in Christ, for all meetings and for people and those who lead them. We give thanks especially this morning for the opportunity to fellowship and eat with one another, to share in each other's lives, and to give thanks for you. The Lord hears our prayers. Thanks be to God. Let us pray for the commission we are called to. Let us thank God that we do have something to say, a message to declare, and a good news to announce to the world. Let us thank God for Jesus, that because of him and his life, death, and resurrection, we are able to live with you, and we have something to share with others in our lives. Let us ask God that his Spirit will enable us to share his love with those we meet in the world and to declare with confidence and joy that he is Lord, our Lord, and Lord of all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We sing our final hymn, Shout to the North.
Stand and sing to broken hearts who can know.
Let's end our service with the sharing the words of the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
Is your microphone switched off?
Oh, good idea. I don't know how to switch it off. I haven't got a clue. They've all got different buttons on everything.